Hey everybody, welcome back. It is 2020. We have started a new decade. Like, how are you feeling? I'm feeling great. I hope everyone ended their 2019 amazing. I know I did. I finished some goals that we're going to talk about a little bit later. But right now, I was like, you know what? I'm starting my 2020 off like super brand new. So I want everything to be super brand new. So I want to start my channel off brand new. I want to have new segments. And then, you know what? I was like, oh, I'm doing all this new stuff. I might as well just have a new co-host. You know, I might as well just bring somebody aboard officially. So now when I do this, you know, it's not just me talking to y'all. I'm having like a real conversation. And on this channel, as everybody know, on this podcast, I'm always giving it to you real and raw, and I don't keep anything, you know, hidden. So instead of, I know I got a lot of people that was loving like the podcast when it was me and my husband. And I was like, hey, you know, you always here with me anyway. Like, we always have these deep conversations. Like, why not just showcase this with the world? So instead of Life with Lachelle, we are bringing you Life with the Fords. And now it's official. He's officially going to be a part of it. So you won't just hear my perspective. You'll hear his perspective as well. So we're going to start off with 2020. So I'm going to let my co-host go ahead and do his introduction, so you all can get to know him who does not know him.
How's everybody doing? My name is Torrence. A lot of people know me by T-Money, which Tori hates. But right, on another note, it is 2020. We got a lot of plans in store for this year.
Yeah.
We've come very far from where we started. And we just kind of want to be able to vibe with you guys. And, you know, definitely, if you have anything that you want to hear us talk about, let us know. But more importantly, you know, it's really just about kind of us, the things that we go through, ups and downs, and then also just being able to progress and move into a better part of our life. So for me, 2020 is a year that I'm really trying to dive deeper into my passion.
Go ahead.
This is another thing we got to talk about. You got to let me finish.
All right. I'm working on
that. Dive deeper into my passion, and we're both looking forward to diving deeper into the things that we actually love. So that's something that you'll hear from us as well throughout this podcast. Now, go ahead.
Okay. So, well, we can get into it now. Forget it. Whatever. Like, let's just get into it now. So we got a lot of things going on for 2020 as T-Money. What should I call you? You want to be called T-Money on this? Okay, you T-Money. Everybody, like, people who know me know, like, T-Money. You want to go by T-Money. So, we're going to basically talk about 2020 and what goals you have going on. Like, let's briefly go through, like, our 2019. Do you feel like it's anything in 2019 that you want to do better in 2020? Things you want to change? Like, what's some things that ended off well for you in 2019? Like, let's get into that. So how was your 2019? How did that end for you?
So 2019 for me personally was good. It could have been a lot better. I feel like I kind of
been a lot better.
It could have, you know, just being honest. I mean, I'm not gonna just go here and sugarcoat everything. Like, it was great. Like, it wasn't the best, you know, for much of the year. You know, I wasn't, you know, I was in a situation where, you know, I was transitioning between jobs. Praise God that I was able to be blessed with the opportunity that I have been blessed with. I'm very much happy with what I'm doing now.
Okay, so new opportunities.
So I definitely have new opportunities, and that is something that did happen that's positive. But 2019, I feel like there's a lot of things that I do want to improve on within myself and my family. And then that's kind of what I'm looking forward to working on in 2020.
Well, a lot of you may know, a lot of you may not. I finished out my 2019 with a bang. Your girl finally had finished her degree and is done. Can I get a hand clap, woo, everybody? Woo, party. Okay. Woo, woo. It was a long journey, but I finished off that degree in 3 years, and I'm done. And your girl, mic drop, okay? I don't even have to, like, I'm so happy, and that's why I definitely took this hiatus and you guys have not heard from me, but I'm officially back. I don't have anything, any distractions holding me from continuing on with this. I actually loved doing my podcast and talking to you all and having people approach me and be like, hey, I heard your podcast. And it was just like I kind of fell off the face of the earth. But your girl is back and I have other things I'm going to talk about a little bit later on that's going on with me as well. So my 2019 definitely ended off with a bang. Like I said, I finished school. That's definitely hard. I am a mother of two. I have a husband that supports me tremendously. And I definitely could not have done this without his support and his help. And definitely his pushing me, because there was a lot of times where I was just like, forget this, I'm done, I can't do it anymore. And mind you, I'm doing this while I do work full-time. This is not a full-time job for me as of yet. So I still do have my full-time duties, and I did all of this while still being in school. So definitely appreciate him for his motivation and everybody that motivated me during that time. Because it was definitely difficult. So hats off to anybody that's in school right now. Hats off to anybody that graduated with me in 2019. And hats off to everybody that has an upcoming graduation. I know what you're going through. Stick with it. It'll pay off for you in the end. So let's talk about 2020. So everybody, we ended off 2020. We in a new decade. Like 10 years have gone by. That's freaking nuts.
First of all, let's talk about what was you doing 10 years ago?
What was I doing 10 years ago? 10 years ago, was that like 2009? 2009,
well,
technically.
Well, the beginning of 2010, you could say
09. Okay, so we're going to go back. 09, wow. I was just graduating high school in 2009. Shout out to class of 2009. I was just graduating high school in 2009, trying to figure out what I was going to do. I had just turned 18 and thought I was grown. looking back is freaking nuts and crazy. But trying to figure out what I was going to do, going to community college in a horrible relationship. And that was my 2009. I feel like I was just kind of diving into adulthood and trying to figure myself out. At that point, what were you doing in 20? I can only imagine what you was doing in 2009. Like, I don't even want to know what you was doing in 2009.
I'm kind of regretting asking the question.
I know, because we don't want to know. We don't want to know what you were doing. I don't want to know. I'm going to leave out the room, guys. He gets to tell y'all what he was doing in 2009.
Oh, my God. 2009, I was down in school. I was at university. Shout out to everybody who graduated from UAPB, University of Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Okay.
And everybody who's down there right now. So I was down there. I was in the marching band around that time, 09. I marched in the inauguration parade for Barack Obama.
Were you doing cymbals or were you doing drums?
I played cymbals.
You always play cymbals?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never played like snare drum or nothing down there. I marched cymbals the whole time.
Okay.
So, which is a lot harder than a lot of people think, by the way, I might add. It's not an easy task. But anyway, I was in the marching band at that point. I had just started kind of learning how to produce music around that time as well. 09.
Don't cut yourself short. You were just learning in 2009?
No,
I
did.
You were already doing.
No,
right?
I was in the band, but when it came to like actually producing music, like that's around the time that I got Pro Tools Reason, you know, for the first time and stuff like that, you know.
Okay.
So, man, 09, what was that? That was Wiz. Was that Wiz Khalifa era? Yeah, I think
your
I was.
Wiz Khalifa era.
I think that was, no, I mean, I think that was, that's what, that's Cushion Orange Juice
I'm
time.
I'm not gonna sleep on Wiz. Like,
Wiz, hey, that used to be my Wiz era. Yeah, man. That used to be Cushion Orange Juice, Flight School. How Fly, all of that. What type of music was you listening to?
Oh,
no.
Oh, my God. I don't even know. Probably some love songs. I was...
You
I
was listening to Trey songs.
I would call myself being in love in 09, but, you know. So... So, I probably was listening to some love songs. I don't even know what I was listening to in 2009. But, yeah. So, fast forward. Mind you, we did not know each other in 2009. He was in school, and I was up here trying to figure out my life. So,
You
we
went
didn't
to high school, weren't you?
No, I went to a community college first.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I went to a community college first because I kind of wanted to figure myself out there. I thought that was the place, but no, not really. But anyway, yeah, so we didn't meet till later on in 2012. So we didn't really know much. We didn't, what he's telling me he was doing in 2009, it's not like I knew. I just know things about his past that I could speak to. But I didn't meet my husband until 2012. So, so what's your goals for 2020? Let's talk a little bit about that. Like, let's stop looking in the past because we're looking at the future, right?
You know, we could definitely look in the future, but I just figured before we go to the future, we gotta visit what's going on.
Yeah, you gotta know
where you came from.
Yeah, that is so true. You gotta know where you came from to know where you're going, right? So, what is your future goals for 2020? We talked about 2019, so let's talk about 2020. So, what you thinking?
So, 2020, I know something that I'm really, really passionate about and something I really am looking forward to doing is getting really back into my music, diving headfirst into music. I know I kind of mentioned it a little bit before, but I went to school for sound recording technology. So basically like music production and engineering, recording and so on and so forth. When I came back home, I actually kind of took a step back away from music. I was working with an artist around 2010, 2011, who passed on at that time. And, from that point, I kind of stopped producing. I stopped doing a lot of things that I was doing, going to the studio, so on and so forth. And kind of just get caught in like the corporate life. And not that that's a bad thing, but even when I got ready to dive back into music, my computer crashed. I lost a lot of files, and I kind of just focused a lot on kind of what I was going to do within the office. But one thing that I want everybody to realize is that you have to still stay true to the things that you want to do, the things that you're passionate about, because those things will haunt you if you don't. Those things will, you know, you'll always wonder, what if? So whenever you have something that you're passionate about, whether that's music, art, fashion, whatever it is, find a way to incorporate that in your life. Find a way to incorporate that in the things that you do. If you like to plan parties or promote or, you know, do arts and crafts, whatever it is.
Arts and crafts.
No, really. Like, some people like to do that type of stuff. Some people like to, you know, decorate for kids' birthday parties and so on and so forth. And then people get to a point in their life where they're like, oh, I have kids, you know, or I can only speak for myself. Oh, I have kids. I can't do this. I don't have the time, or, you know, I got to have time for my wife. Or I got to have time for this or, you know, that or whatever. And you can have time for those things, but at the same time, you do have to be able to have time for yourself and the things that you love to do, or else you'll just lose yourself. And I got into a point where I realized I was losing myself, and I had to get back in front of that computer, get back to work, and get back to making my music. And, you know, I came out a lot better than I did when I was doing it before. So for 2020, for me, it's really focused on my music production. It's really focused on, you know, creating as much as I can, doing collabs with as many people as I can, whether it's artists, producers, you know, anything, you know. So that's kind of what my focus is for 2020.
So, yes. Now he told you about his focus, what you all have been waiting for, what I'm doing for 2020. No, just kidding. So, I have to be dramatic. So, what's 2020? Like, my 2020, I don't know. I have a couple things plan. One, I want to do more with this podcast. I actually want to get other people involved seriously, and I want to incorporate more topics, different areas, things that everybody wants to hear or, you know, want to talk about, but, you know, don't know where to start. And I think by us having these open discussions with other people, it'll open up different, you know, things to talk about. And I definitely want to take this podcast further because I actually enjoy doing this. I enjoy talking. My husband can tell you all day, like, nonstop. So, it's something that I'm very passionate about. Also, my first love, besides the man that stands next to me, is fashion. I've always been into fashion. I tried to go to school for it. I mean, I've always, no matter what I've done, I've always reverted back to clothing and fashion and style. And so in 2020, I plan on releasing my online store. Is going to be called Ford Avenue. I do have an Instagram channel for it right now. However, I'm still working on the website. I'm still getting some kinks out here and there. So please go follow the Instagram. It's actually at Ford Avenue, which is F-O-R-D-A-V-E-N-U-E. On Instagram is the only page that I have as of now, but you can follow it for any updates. But I will be on other social media sites coming soon. But I plan on releasing that summer 2020. I'm not going to say exactly when. You got to go follow the site to find out when everything is dropping. And I promise you, ladies and fellas, I'm going to have some dope stuff. And I want everybody to really support it and just tell me how you feel. Tell me what you think I should improve on, things like that. Like, I love feedback. So I'm definitely looking forward to that in 2020. But yeah, that's pretty much it for me. Like, as of right now, I'm a creative at heart, so I'm always thinking of other things and new things I want to dabble in. So who knows what I'll be telling you next week, what else I want to add onto the roster. I feel like now that I'm finally done with school, I have a lot more free time and a lot more time to put into other things, and I'm definitely going to utilize it. So that's my 2020. That's that. Torrance told you about his T-Money told you about his music. So do you want to let the people know where they can even find your music if they want to listen, or if they know anybody that's a rapper or a singer and they want to get a beat?
Definitely. So you can go ahead and follow me on Instagram. The name is T_Money_Music, or you could just put in T-Money Music, and that's music with a K. So go on my Instagram, give me a follow. I also have my music on SoundCloud. The link will be in the bio.
All right, and there you have it, folks. This was the intro video to our channel. Please let us know if you want to hear any specific topics or anything you want us to talk about. We will be talking about upcoming events, things I find funny or things he found hilarious. And, you know, we're going to go off of each other and just have these conversations. And hopefully you all enjoy what we have going on. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for sticking around. I appreciate it. And we got more coming. So follow. I am going to make an Instagram actually for this channel, so you all know when we're posting things and posting new episodes, so you all can keep up with it. So definitely feel free to follow that channel as well. It's going to be called Life with the Fords. If you follow me on Instagram, my regular Instagram, which is Lachelle Lifestyle. I'm sorry, I think about it. I've named so many Instagram pages. It's Lachelle Lifestyle. If you follow me on there, I will be posting where to go and follow our page that we'll be creating with our podcast. Let us know if you down to sit and be on the podcast. We welcome all guests, friends, family, whoever. We love to have these conversations with you. So as I like to end things off with everybody, I hope you're having a wonderful day, a great week. And I guess we need to come up with a new ending. I like to say peace and blessings. What you want to end with?
One. No, I'm just saying.
One?
I don't know.
We're just going to end it with a peace and blessings, y'all. So have a good one.
All right.